Hi, Marty Lurie here. It is Hall of Fame Sunday, and we're here with the Ford Frixie Award winner, and that is Dick Enberg. Dick, congratulations, and what a moment for you.
Well, it's humbling. It's a tremendous honor, and for any of us that have great passion for this wonderful game of baseball, from the time we were a little kid trying to hit a baseball to talking about it as a part of a professional life. Baseball gets in your soul, and it starts at a young age. And we old-timers, we feel it as deeply as a young kid playing Little League.
I always like to ask about the speech that you may make and what you would say and what you think about it.
Well, I'm still thinking about it, and that's exactly the situation. I've gone into the computer, and every time I think of something I thought might be appropriate, I make a little bullet point, and I haven't pulled it all together yet. It's They say they give you 8 minutes. I don't think anyone has gone only 8 minutes, but I want it to be meaningful, and I primarily want to pay due credit to those who pioneered broadcasting of baseball, and going back to Red Barber and Mel Allen, who were the first two to receive the Ford Frick Award, and all of those that have touched me during the course of my life, and my partners, you know, Don Drysdale and Dave Niehaus. Niehaus has won the Frick Award, and Jerry Coleman, I worked with him briefly, and Tim McCarver, and it goes on and on, and I just, you know, you're worried you're going to leave somebody out.
Boy, a pleasure to have Dick Enberg with. Just to hear your voice, I know, for the fans, and this morning will be very special. What about an owner? I know you and Gene Autry were close.
Well, very close. He was like a second father. And if it hadn't been for Gene, American League Baseball, he brought American League Baseball to the West Coast. And the fact that I was fortunate enough to be one of his announcers, and I didn't know until after he died that I didn't want to take the play-by-play job with the Angels, but he had insisted that I, after doing the pre- and post-game show for 3 years, that I be his play-by-play man. And I think back about the Cowboy. He just he loved baseball dearly, and the fact that he was so kind to me and gave me my chance. I wouldn't be in Cooperstown without Mr. Autry.
How did you find out about the award?
Well, they call you, and they don't give you a lot of time. I made the final 10, and so they tell the 10 finalists that 10 o'clock in the morning, whenever that day was in November, they'll make the announcement. And then they didn't want to tell the winner too soon because the word might leak out. So they said, we'll call you at 8:15 if you win. So that's an hour and 45 minutes. Well, 8:15, there was no phone call, and 8:30, there was no phone call. So I figured, well, I didn't get it, and that's fine. I made the final 10, and there's so many deserving announcers on that list. I started to take my morning walk, and as I was getting to the door, the phone rang, and it was Jeff Idelson, and he said, I have good, and when I heard the word good, I went right to my knees.
What a pleasure, Dick. Thanks for taking the time to share with the audience, and congratulations to you.
All right, thank you.
All right, more coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.